During this week's midweek Lenten services, reference was made to a hymn, A Lamb Goes Uncomplaining Forth, written by Paul Gerhardt. And this is the time of year when we consider the hymns of Paul Gerhardt, both in the senior hymnology class and in the liturgics course on hymns. Factors which contributed to the thought of taking this morning a closer look at that hymn to which reference was made. Paul Gerhardt, really an amazing individual in Lutheran church history. He served as a pastor and was one of those individuals who was called upon to experience extraordinarily difficult times. All of the members of his family, his wife, and all of his children, except for one son, died before he did. He experienced the horrors of the 30 Years' War and so many of the agonizing things that went along with it. And yet, it's probably true to say that it's hard to find a hymn writer who nevertheless speaks more buoyantly and joyfully and writes more certainly of the hope of salvation which he had in Christ. This morning, that hymn mentioned before, one of his great Lenten hymns, you have before you stanzas 1, 2, and 3 presented in the italic font, surrounded by passages which he may well have been considering as he penned these famous lines, a gift to the church which has been used many times since. I plan to read the scripture passages in regular font, and you are invited to respond with the portions of the hymn which are reflective of those sections of scripture, the italicized sections. From Isaiah 53, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. If you'll continue. A lamb goes
uncomplaining forth, the guilt of sinners bearing, and laden with the sins of earth, none else has burden sharing.
He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he does not open his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you will make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
He bears the stripes, the wounds, the lies, the mockery, and the angered lies. All this I gladly suffer.
Stanza 2. The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I saw and bore witness that this is the Son of God.
This man is Christ, the soul's great covenant, the Lamb of God, our Savior, whom God the Father chose to send to gain for us his favor.
Jesus said, For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the Father's will who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. No man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day.
Go forth, my son, the Father said, and free my children from their dread of guilt and condemnation. The wrath and stripes are hard to bear, but by your passion they will share.
And Jesus said to the disciples, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. "Remain here and watch with me." And he went a little farther, fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he prayed the third time, saying the same words.
"Yes, Father, yes, most willingly, however what you command me. My will conforms to your decree. I'll do what you have asked me."
In this was manifested the love of God toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
O wondrous love, what have you done? The Father offers up his Son, desiring our salvation. O love, how strong you are to save. You lay the one into the grave, who built the earth's foundation.
But, as was typical, Paul Gerhardt would always keep an eye on the positive, the result, the joy, the heaven, the salvation, the glory. And in the fourth stanza of hymn 438, he gives voice to those very things yet again. Hymn 438, stanza 4, will be joining in the singing of that stanza. Announcement.